Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Pauline Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
All well. I'm wondering if you very quickly, in 30 seconds or so, want to weigh in on the discussion we're having here this afternoon as to the appropriateness or not of the Luftwaffe flying over Israel together with the Israeli Air Force.
Look, I think, and I get where people are coming from, that, you know, maybe it's traumatic for some, yeah, or, you know, it's Germany, but I think that Israel and Germany have worked very, very hard on healing, on education, on, you know, moving past the darkest time in Jewish history to come through this and show the world what is possible. My take on this is that it's a clear message from the German Air Force that they will not allow the mistakes of the past, that they will do everything in their can to ensure Israeli security. You know, this is part of maneuvers that Germany and Greece, Italy, India, the United States and the United Kingdom are all a part of this week, and France as well, in our country, in the Jewish state, in the state of Israel. And I think we cannot keep judging Germany by its past. There's a real effort from the German government, from the German military, to make right the horrific, horrific events of the past. It's something that we heard from Angela Merkel, the outgoing chancellor, last week, where she said Israeli security is central and will be central to every German government. So there has to come a point, and one of the incredible images that I take from that flyover is the German Typhoon jet painted in the colors of the German flag and the Israeli flag, showing a partnership. And I have to tell you, the majority of us here in Israel are actually quite touched by this. We see it as something positive moving forward.
Fascinating, and that's a debate that we will continue for the rest of the half hour that remains. Let's you and I move on to normalization discussions.
Yes, incredible. It looks like the peace trade could be adding a few more cabooses to its already growing train, or maybe the circle of peace is growing wider. Somebody actually tweeted me earlier that every time I say circle of peace, he hears the theme from The Lion King and has to change it from circle of life to circle of peace. And I'm like, I'm here for that. If that's what you need to do, you need to do it. And please send me an image if you come up with something. But yes, Israel is reportedly in talks with the Comores Island. This is a Muslim majority country off the eastern coast of Africa. They are in serious talks. This is initiated by the United States. And then we heard something quite interesting coming from our Minister of Regional Cooperation, Issawi Fresh, saying that even Arab countries in the Middle East, even the hostile countries, we have direct and indirect relations with them. And I see on the horizons that all countries of the Middle East will be within a union. He is an Israeli Arab, so it's very interesting to hear this coming from him. And he's the only Arab-Israeli with this ministerial position. So he reckons, and this was him speaking to a Emirati publication called Emir, he says that, or Erim rather, he says that he believes that Qatar, Tunisia, Oman and Malaysia, very, very significant if you consider its standing in Asia, may join the Abraham Accords. So really, really strong and powerful words. And then we heard just about an hour or so ago that the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates has extended an official invitation to our Prime Minister Naftali Bennett to make his first official visit to the United Arab Emirates. And this comes a day after the US, India, the UAE and Israel held a joint Zoom meeting. See, it's not just us guys that Zoom. It's secretaries of state and foreign ministers and crown princes and the likes. They also Zoom. They held a meeting, and coming out of it is a joint economic forum that will look to increase trade cooperation between the four countries. So really, really extraordinary things happening there. It has been noted by Egypt. Egypt are looking at this and expressing their interest in increasing the volume of trade with Israel. They want to start expanding operation at the Netzana border crossing. This is one of the border crossings that we do share with Israel. And our economy minister, Orna Barbivar, said that, you know, the potential exists. I mean, we're looking at it in real time, and now we need to see how we realize it. So really, really great things happening. I wonder if the Palestinian leadership is paying attention. They should be paying attention, because they really are missing out.
Fascinating list, Rolene. I am quite surprised to see Qatar on the list. I am quite surprised to see Saudi Arabia not on the list.
Well, let's not hedge all our bets in Saudi. You know, Saudi at the moment don't have hostile relations with us. We've seen some warming up in terms of the education, in terms of the rhetoric around Israel. They are speaking to Iran. But I think that, you know, while it would be amazing to have normalization or peace with the Saudis, we also have to look at the potential for other countries in the region, especially as Iran tries to encroach ever further with its hegemonic plans.
Also very important story coming out of Israel, earthquake. I mean, you are kind of situated on a fault, so hardly surprising.
We are, well, let's just clear it up, guys. Israel is not faulty, but we are situated
on a
fault line. And apparently today, I mean, I was in Pilates. I mean, who knew downward dog and deep breaths would keep you super calm? But apparently today, all jokes aside, an earthquake and tremors were felt in Israel, an earthquake believed to register about 6.4 on the Richter scale occurred about 600 kilometers west of Haifa, very, very close to the Greek island of Rhodos. And thank goodness, no damage or any casualties reported, but reports of the tremors being felt as far as Herzliya and even as far as Cairo in Egypt. And what is interesting is that no sooner than that was reported, our IDF Homefront Command, and a really extraordinary unit within the IDF, one that deserves every accolade and kavod, it's those guys that are on site when disasters happen, like we saw in Surfside, and are making sure that we know exactly what to do in times of strife and rocket attacks, but making sure that Israelis knew literally within minutes what to do should a earthquake happen in Israel and we need to run for safety.
Rolene, the Times of Israel reporting, quite a significant story, I think. Israel said to approve $1.5 billion budget for potential strike on Iran. Isn't this kind of bizarre that this is in the public arena?
It's not a great shock. I mean, we are very close to debating and finalizing the budget. The IDF upper echelons, the IDF chief of staff, Aviv Kochavi, the Minister of Defense, Benny Gantz, speaking very openly about the need to increase the budget for defense. It's not a shock, especially where we look at what Iran's intentions are. We've made it very clear to the Americans that we will not allow for a nuclear Iran. And should there be any threats to our safety, Israel will act. And we are increasing the budget to make sure that we are fiscally as well as physically enabled to act should we need to.
Ro, we are out of time, but I just want to address something for me very quickly. Times of Israel again reporting that Shaked, who is hardly a leftist by any means, slams her coalition partners after the Rabin Memorial, saying stop the wild incitement. What was she referring to, and who is inciting?
Well, there's been a lot of controversy that certain members of the government would not be attending any memorial, and also around about this time, from the more hardline right-wingers, we do hear this kind of incitement, you know, against Rabin's legacy, what his intention to achieve was. So I think that like Naftali Bennett, who said, you know, we don't set our own house on fire, this kind of incitement will not be tolerated. And I also think that Bennett and Shaked, who've come from a very, I won't say very right-wing party, but a more right-leaning party, have seen the benefits of what it is when and what can be achieved when you move more central.
We leave it there this afternoon, as always. Rolien, thank you so very much.
It is always my pleasure.